This is Sunday morning. This is 8/16/20. I've got two personal words. These words are 10 years apart. Nearly 10 years apart. And they nearly sound the same.
What's the title?
Well, this is just a personal word that I had that was really to me, but it's to the point that I think for anybody. This was just this past week, or this was August the 3rd, 2020. It says, never let your body dictate to you. You dictate to your body. A body left to itself is like a spoiled child. Just like a spoiled child, discipline must be implemented. Your body must come under discipline. Paul said this, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I preach to others, I myself should be a castaway. Subjection there means to enslave. In other words, you bring your body under. It doesn't enslave you. You enslave it. Instead of you being a slave to your body is a slave to you. From here on out, get your body in line. You set the terms, not your body. All men and even the church, for the most part, are body ruled. Never again allow your body to keep you from accomplishing. My grace will be your enabler and you will be unstoppable. This is how I made you. Speak to your mountains. That is the discipline that I'm talking about here. Discipline yourself to automatically speak divine order to every mountain that presents itself to you. Whatever you call it, that is what it will be. Oh, that my children would get a hold of this. They are still victims and speaking what they have instead of what they want. They walk by their feelings. You've finally gotten to where I've needed for you to be, in control. Just like I did, you can show, not just tell them, but show them the way, my way. This has been essential for you to know. This, for it is the kingdom way. This is the way I walked when I was here. Few have ever attained this place in the kingdom. You will learn to walk so highly, and you wonder how you ever walked on that lower level. Your body would get to the place that it wouldn't even think of defying your declarations to it. This is divine order. You will be saying something most all the time because this is how man was made, to have something to say about everything. I'm very pleased that you believe my word. Now, though, you begin to believe your words. Get a hold of that one. Your words. As you do this, you will begin to see a greater manifestation. This is the walk of the kingdom. Everything is in divine order. Your body, your family, the church, the nation, when this is established, anything out of order will stick out like a sore thumb. Divine order is my kingdom. Come, my will be done in earth as in heaven. I know this has been a long, hard, grievous journey for you, but I've told you on a few occasions that in the future, you will be so glad that you stuck with it and didn't quit. You pulled aside and submitted to my discipline. It always pays off in the end, so many say, when asked, no, God. So many say no. Now, this is a word back on 10/28/2010. We just moved into, not this house, but the house before. I was really feeling weary after the move. Have worked hard for 2 straight weeks, and the Lord began to minister to me this. Just like Abraham at 75, I told him to leave everything and start out on a journey, not telling him where he was going. He had to follow me by faith. I even promised him a baby by his wife Sarah, who was barren and long past the age of childbearing. I didn't treat him like he was old, but like he was ageless. What do you think would happen today if I spoke this to most 75-year-olds? At 75, most are drawing Social Security, living on a very small fixed income. They've moved from their dream home, downsized, because they have been made to believe they are too old to enjoy those pleasures anymore. Led out to pasture, totally boxed in their minds, so I can no longer use them. They are so set in their minds, I can't get in. Now you have not lost your mind by buying your dream home in your late 50s. In fact, you're in your right mind. You have the mind of Christ because I led you to do it. I've called you on a journey like Abraham, a journey of longevity. Abraham lived to be 175 years old. This is my way, not the AARP way, not the nursing home way. Avoid those things that will make you old in your mind. There are no limits in me. I used Moses at 80 to lead the children of Israel. When he died, he climbed to the top of Pisgah, a mountain at 120 years old. I showed him all the land, and he could see it without glasses. His eyes were not dim, not his natural forces abated. He didn't die because he was old and infirm. He was young. Joshua took Jericho at 80. Caleb took the hill with the giants on it at 85 and declared he was the same at 85 as when he had first spied the land at 45. It is God's will for you to enjoy life and be unlimited at every age. This is not only for the young in age, but also for the young in mind and spirit. Don't set limitations on your body or your mind in any area. Don't follow this world system and their type of thinking. Follow me. Walk by faith. By faith, you will receive what you need to succeed at every age. Satan, through negative mindsets, has successfully killed many of my people because of their wrong thinking. They settled for far below what they had in me. Don't give in to the weariness. Speak to your body and it will obey you. You can do all things in Christ because you follow the Spirit and not the flesh. It takes the limits off, doesn't it? Because God's not limited. And His people are not limited when they follow Him.